Find joy in everything you choose to do. Every job, relationship, home. It's your responsibility to love it or change it. Chuck Palahniuk.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Every single one of us, I think, can find an area in our lives that we want to improve or change or say goodbye to altogether. In today's episode, our guest, Amy McCree, walks us through some really easy, simple ways to take the moments in our lives that we might be taking for granted or even wasting as an opportunity to implement ritual in a way that affects change in any aspect of your life, and how essential oils can be a wonderful tool to help us in the process. I'm Samantha Lee Wright, and you're listening to The Essential Oil Revolution. Each week, I like to start the show off with a favorite oil that I've been using. And this week, my favorite oil has been lime essential oil. As you guys might have heard in previous episodes, sometimes I really struggle with my relationship with alcohol. Every now and then, I just have to check myself, make sure that I'm the one that's in control. So for the month of May, I have been saying goodbye to alcohol. It's been feeling amazing. I might continue this into the next month as well. And something that's been really helping me is that when I find that craving coming on, when I find my brain telling myself, "Ooh, Sam, wouldn't a drink be nice right now?" I will grab some seltzer water or some soda water, put a few drops of lime essential oil in there, and it gives it that nice extra boost to make it into some sort of treat that tastes great and feels great. Not only is lime amazing in lots of cooking, such as adding a few drops to your guacamole or to any sort of fish recipe that you're making, but it is also great for supporting liver health. So if you struggle with alcohol overuse or too much frequency, give your liver a boost and drink some lime or really any of the citrus oils such as lemon or grapefruit. I love grapefruit as well to drink because it tastes amazing, it smells great, and it also helps curb the hunger addiction. So the overeating, the sugar cravings, I find grapefruit to be really great at that and helping me manage my weight as well. Now, before we get to our interview today, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Joyce Kinsis, and it's for a DIY body butter. To make the DIY body butter, over a double boiler, melt half a cup of shea butter, quarter cup coconut oil, and a quarter cup of olive or almond oil. Let it cool slightly and then add 5 drops of lavender, copaiba, and orange essential oil. Let sit in a fridge about an hour until mostly solid, and enjoy. Thanks, Joyce, for your recipe. As a reminder, all through the month of June 2019, get your DIY recipes into the dugout and you will be entered to win our grand prize for this month. We're going to be pulling winners on July 1st, 2019. So get your recipe in before then and you could win an amazing Bluetooth diffuser / speaker, an authentic jade face roller, and a beautiful diffuser locket. One winner for the month of June. Get your recipe in before July 1st to DIY at revolutionoilspodcast.com. Simple as that. Email us your name, where you're from, or your website or Instagram, the name of your recipe, and how to make it. It must be your own recipe. And again, that's a DIY at revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
I'm here with the lovely Amy McCree, who's a holistic health expert and a best-selling author of 10 books, a little bit of mindfulness, a little bit of meditation, an essential oils handbook, just to name a few. Amy's latest book, The Mood Book, Crystals, Oils, and Rituals to Elevate Your Spirit, breaks down 5 different moods and offers holistic rituals, quizzes, and advice to optimize your life based on your mood. Amy, I'm excited to dive into some of these books and all you have to offer with us here today. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, the latest book you've written, The Mood Book, dives in a lot to the area of rituals, which I feel like is really not talked about a lot in our culture. So I would love to focus a little bit on that. What constitutes a ritual in your opinion?
That's such a good question. You know, I think a ritual is really anything that we do with intention. So in the mood book, I give you 5 bath rituals and then another set of rituals for each mood. And they involve different things, yoga poses and oils and teas and different things you can do. But a ritual is really anything done with an intention. And when we talk about rituals, sometimes we think about ancient rituals. Like, yeah, I was trained by a Native American style medicine woman. So there were rituals that we learned in that context. And those rituals were done over many years, many generations passed down. So a ritual sometimes like that gathers energy or kind of like vibration from the collective unconscious because it's been done the same way or similarly by generations and generations. So that's kind of a cultural context for ritual. Now here we are in the modern day world where we can create our own rituals. And when we do that, we're enacting something in the physical world for an intention, which I think can sometimes magnify that intention, whatever it is, to relax, to feel joyful, etc.
Amy, what makes a ritual different than, say, just a routine?
So a ritual to me is more like a ceremony. It's kind of funny, even though, you know, I run a business, I run, you know, my writing business, and I actually run a marketing company. So I have to use schedules for work, but otherwise I'm not really big on schedules. So for me, a ritual doesn't even have to be repeatable in a standardized manner, although it can be. A ritual is a ceremony. And what makes it a ritual is the intention. And instead of, for example, simply repeating an affirmation like, I choose joy in my heart today, you might do that and then you create a ritual around that idea. So that might be something like placing neroli essential oil on the center of your chest while you say the affirmation. That might be doing whatever yoga pose you feel like, a heart opening yoga pose, while focusing on the feeling of joy and stating an affirmative statement like, I am joyful. All of these things are taking things from just the mental and inner realm where we're not moving our body, not in making an action happen in the world, to adding an action to bring energy to our intention. To me, that's what a ritual is. So you can create a ritual around anything. In the mood book, we have these really fun bath rituals that involve, like, for example, in the Turn Fear to Freedom chapter, we have a bath ritual that involves, it's a confidence bath. And so you use certain minerals. You can use smoky quartz or amethyst, black obsidian. You use lemongrass essential oil, passion flower essential oil. And you use one red candle and one white candle. And then you use an elderflower tea. And you also use the dried herb astragalus. So you use all of those pieces and you go through this whole ritual where you make the tea, you place the astragalus in the bath. So you're receiving the extract or the infusion of the astragalus herb intradermally through your skin. You're placing the essential oils in the bath, or sometimes you're placing them on the body where you're sitting in the bath. You're doing a meditation, you have an intention, you have an idea. And in this case, you're really meditating on idea of confidence, and deeper than that, your self-worth and your self-esteem and your self-concept. Because in this particular chapter, where we're turning fear to freedom, we're looking at stepping out of anything that's limiting, any fears, and stepping into a feeling of sovereignty. There's another ritual after the bath ritual that's a sovereignty ritual. But we're moving into this feeling of freedom and confidence, being confident enough to face these fears. So we kind of go through, and then you even use your journal. You write out some affirmative statements. I have some in the book for you as well. I am powerful and I stand for my worth. And you put that where you can see it during your bath. So you're looking at the words. You're using the crystals. You're using the oils in a prescribed manner. You're sipping the tea. You're steeping in the herb. You're communing with these plant spirits. And what you're really doing in a ritual is you're asking your tools, whatever they are, they're an oil, they're a plant, they're a mineral, they're a drum, you know, whatever. You're asking these tools from the natural world to help you enact your intention. So that's kind of a way I would run you through it. And in the, you know, in the ritual for the bath, there's a whole lot more that you do when you're in the bath. But that's kind of the idea, is to work with tools through ritual or ceremony to create an outcome, which could be a feeling within you. And then at times we also use ritual to encourage energy to move in a certain direction to enact a result we want in the real world as well, i.e. confident actions.
So something as ordinary as a bath can become something truly extraordinary when you bring in these tools and these methods and this intention. I think that's really beautiful. I'd love to learn a little more about how essential oils can play a role in creating these rituals.
Absolutely. Essential oils are such powerful tools for healing and shifting consciousness in numerous ways. Of course, we know they have lots of physical effects. They also work on an emotional level and a mental and a spiritual level. In traditional Chinese medicine, essential oils are what are called provoking. And provoking is really good, because provoking is the difference between treating something to suppress it or treating something to get every last bit of it out and clear it. And so essential oils really help us with rituals that are emotionally based in every way. Because, for example, if we're doing that confidence bath and we're using the lemongrass, you know, lemongrass has lots of great qualities for lots of things. But when we're using it with the intention of helping step into greater self-worth, the lemongrass is going to come in and it's going to support that and foster that, but it's also going to tonify and activate our body's self-regulating and self-correcting ability to clear whatever is blocking our intention. So that's the thing I love about essential oils, is their power. And I think sometimes people don't realize how powerful they are. And that's why I always kind of tell people in my medical intuitive practice, a lot of times with essential oils, less can be more, because if you're using a therapeutic grade essential oil, you're using it, you know, whether it's intradermally or perhaps taking it orally, this is powerful medicine. So you don't have to push it. You can let the oil do its work because they're already very strong.
Do you have any personal experiences using the oils and having those emotional breakthroughs?
Lots. You know, rose essential oil is so, so powerful for heart healing. I mean, myself and many of my medical intuitive clients. And one of the oils that causes a lot of emotional breakthrough, again, for me and many clients over the years, is jasmine essential oil. When we place jasmine essential oil on the back over the kidneys, it activates kidney yang, which sometimes translates into libido, which is nice, which is why we think of jasmine as an aphrodisiac. But when we do that on the back, on that area on the over the kidneys, the kidney yang, the kidney meridian energy, naturally flows into the lung meridian energy. So that kidney yang moves and pushes on the lung qi and helps people move grief out of the lungs, because that's what often kind of coagulates in the lungs and energetically coagulates. So by putting jasmine essential oil on our back, we can help move grief out of our lung channel. And that's so beautiful to me, because it's a powerful yet gentle way to do that. If you think about it, you know, jasmine is kind of a delicate flower. It has an intoxicating aroma, so it's pleasurable. And, you know, you're smelling the jasmine and everything. It's making you feel good. But then you're also getting to move the energy of grief out of the body without necessarily having to go deeply into the grief. You may feel it as it exits, but it's not like you have to really immerse yourself in it to move its energy.
Oh, I'm absolutely going to add jasmine to my shopping list.
It is one of my favorites.
I'm back with Amy Lee McCree, and we're talking all about ritual, essential oils, and so much more. Amy, I'd love to dive into the rituals in your book a little more, but before we do that, I'm just curious, what are some of your just favorite everyday uses of essential oils?
Good question. I just love oils. It's funny, right before we got on the line, right before we kind of called. I went to use my lavender, which I'm sure, as you know, is one of the oils that it's totally fine to apply neat without a carrier. So I tend to just kind of take my lavender and just sort of put it on my neck or head. You know, I might use it for headaches or things like that, but also just sometimes when I would like that essence of lavender. So that's probably one of my top favorites. And I really like the rose jasmine combo that we talked about.
Yeah, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah. So I sometimes make a spray or a rollerball perfume with that. I also often add Lang Lang, which is a strong smell. And I find people either love it or hate it, right? I love it personally. And I like lavender Lang Lang together too for sleep, but because it kind of brings that sort of exotic aroma into things. I love bergamot. I love neroli. I mean, aren't they just both such beautiful,
magical scents? Yeah. And I think their scents as well that, I mean, living at least in America, we're not really exposed to it as much. You know, it doesn't really grow around here. So I think it's just even more special as an essential oil where we get to have it in our homes.
Yeah.
Amy, your book, your most recent book, which you've written 10, which holy cow, that's amazing.
Thank you.
But your most recent one, the mood book, where you break down 5 different moods. What are those 5 different moods? And then maybe pick one that you'd like to walk us through if you don't mind.
Sure. So we turn worry to peace, sadness to joy, heartbreak to love, fear to freedom, and lethargy to vitality. So those are the moods. So I kind of like to say the mood book is like your own personal literary mood ring. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of hop in there and look at, and it's very rainbow colored. This book, it's beautifully, my publisher at Sterling, the art department, did just such a beautiful job. I couldn't be happier because it's such a gorgeous book. It's all rainbow colored and beautiful. And so you can kind of hop in there and choose a mood and see, you know, what comes out of it for you. So we could look at the heartbreak to love chapter, which is kind of, it's the romance chapter. And so it gives you oils, crystals, plants and flowers, and then a bath ritual and an embracing love ritual. And those can be used either if you're single, let's say, and you're healing your heart, or if you're coupled and you're opening your heart. These are heart-based rituals, and there's an aphrodisiac component to parts of that as well. I kind of like that I was able to do that chapter in a way that would work for whatever your relationship status is, whether it's closer to needing healing or just like reveling in your independence and being single, or if you're coupled in any capacity. So yeah, maybe we could look at that one.
Yeah.
So we kind of start with oils, which rose is in there. It's like, gosh, like the top one. And the thing we look at when we talk about turning heartbreak to love is either fostering more romance or healing grief, healing heartbreak. So in every chapter, there's a quiz that lets you kind of see where you are with all that. So you have your quiz, and then it gives you different recipes for what you would make, the passionate perfume. I make this almond oil with rose oil and jasmine oil. I mean, who wouldn't love that? Mm-hmm. There's like a carpet romance sprinkle. So, you know, people use those super endocrine disrupting chemically carpet sprinkle things and vacuum them up. You can make that. So you just use baking soda and then 1 cup of baking soda, 10 drops of jasmine oil and 10 drops of Lang Lang or cinnamon oil. Some people, like I said, some people love Lang Lang, some don't. So you could use cinnamon. And then you sprinkle that on your carpet, vacuum it up. It's to scent the room for romance if you wanted to do something like that. And then there's a room in a linen spray, witch hazel or vodka and water, and then cinnamon oil and sweet orange oil. So it's a little bit exotic, kind of intoxicating. So you might spritz your linens and sort of spritz the room with that. And I would add to that too, you know, for the romance side of things, obviously you heard what a fan of lavender I am because I was about to just douse my
right
earlier, straight out of the bottle because I had to get on the call with you. I was like, I think I need some lavender. I also put just lavender oil sometimes. I mean, you can make a blend, but just if you're, you know, just doing something quickly. Sometimes I just put lavender oil in a little spray bottle with spring water and just shake it up and spray that. And I think that's a nice linen spray before bed. And even though we're talking these romance oils, lavender, I think, plays in nicely to that because it does bring some of that relaxation. That's why Lang Lang plays in nicely because it brings the aphrodisiac side and the relaxation side.
Lavender to me is like my overwhelm oil. So when I'm feeling just overwhelmed, like there's no way I could possibly get everything done. That's on my list. And when you're in that mindset, it is very hard to get into a romantic mood because your brain just will not shut off. So I learned this trick from a good friend, Paul Bear, who told me to put it on my wrist, put a dot of lavender, three finger points down from the bottom of that hand wrist crease line. And oh my gosh, it works like a charm. It just really helps you recenter and realize it doesn't matter how long my list is. That's not what's important right now. Just be here now.
I love that. I love that. I put it on the back of the neck with the intention of it relaxing in the cerebellum, which is like that back part of the brain, which is responsible for lots of things. And it does help with, we think of the prefrontal cortex being the part that governs executive function and organization, but the cerebellum does have a role in that too. So sometimes I'll put it back there to like send it straight into the cerebellum. That's what I'm thinking. And then sometimes I actually do also put it on the top of my head, right over where the vagus nerve comes up and over the top of the head. Because the idea with my mind, the idea I'm having with that is that it's going straight into the vagus nerve, really relaxing the nervous system on a deep level. And then it is in the area of that prefrontal cortex and some of the temporal lobes of the brain. So it's bringing relaxation to those areas in the front for executive function and organization. And then it's also giving the temporal lobe some relaxation, which can get a little jazzed up when people are stressed. And because in my work, as a medical intuitive, I do a lot of intuitive work, the temporal lobe is very involved in that. So that's why I just like throw some lavender up there and see if it can calm things down. So I love that I bet a lot of us who do use oils have a lavender quick fix like that.
Right.
Like you exactly. do and I do.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, Amy, you've so much to share with us and I can't wait to look into your book a little deeper and look at all the other amazing resources that you've created for people who love essential oils or people who want to learn more about balancing their lives or breaking through those moods. I mean, you just offer so much. So thank you so much for sharing all this with us today. And I hope people check out your website, amyleemcree.com. Before you go, I'd love to ask you our closing questions. We love to ask these to all of our guests before they leave. And the first is just to give us a quick glimpse into what your daily health habits look like.
What a fun question. So I sort of start the day slowly and not rush before I have to kind of get up and run my businesses. So I start slowly and I usually write in my journal. I have it's kind of retro, but because I don't like to have electronics in the bedroom, I have a Discman, like a little CD Walkman thing. So I have like usually a song, like a short song or meditation sometimes I like to listen to in the morning, just really relaxing, just to kind of start the day. And so then I get up and do all the work of the day and things like that. And I eat pretty healthily and focus a lot on green juices and primarily plant-based diet and lots of high-quality organic food most of the time. And then before bed, I usually right now, because it is springtime, which is our liver season. Also in springtime, although I personally love grapefruits anyways, I eat lots of grapefruits because that's something that helps move liver qi, which is what is trying to happen in the spring anyways. And then I place basil essential oil on some liver points, which are on the inside of the feet, like, so if you traced your big toe down into the beginning of the arch of the foot, I put basil essential oil there, and then I put lavender essential oil over the area where the liver would be on the rib cage. And I'm doing that right now to move liver qi because it's the season for that. So I usually do that or something like it. So that will change throughout the year, but I usually have some kind of thing like that health-wise that I do. And then I also journal at night before bed. So I do a lot of journaling because I'm a writer. And I do also usually meditate either in the morning or at night, even just for a few minutes. Because I write a lot of meditations, I don't do just one thing. I just do what I feel like, but sometimes it's a mantra, or sometimes I do what's called yoga nidra. If you've ever heard of that, I teach that. So I do different things like that, which is yoga nidra is a meditation you do laying down. It means yogic sleep. So those are some of the things I do.
Yeah. You have a lot to draw from. That's great. Yeah. Keeping it diverse. I, for one, have a hard time with habits, you know, doing the same thing over and over again. I need a little diversity. So it's great to have a few different things that you can draw from and say, you know, what's going to serve me today? What am I excited about? I think that excitement piece is really important as well. And you seem to be able to bring that in everything that you do.
Of course. Absolutely. I mean, why else would you do it? Right.
So Amy, last question. What's one thing you feel like everyone needs to just ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
What a good question. You know, this is a really basic thing, but I think ditching any beverage that's not like a juice and replacing it with water, because I see such a big effect from the consumption of soda when people come in for medical intuitive work. And, you know, it spikes blood sugar. And then if we throw in like artificial sweeteners, especially the less natural versions, aspartame and things like that. Oh my gosh, the health ramifications are really major. So just drinking more water and not drinking. And I know we live in a culture where everybody loves their coffee, coffee, coffee. I would say if people replace their coffee with water, and especially instead of having a coffee in the morning, if they have a warm lemon water, which is another health ritual I often do, actually. What a significant difference that would make for people's health.
Yeah, that warm lemon water too. And if you want to add just like a little bit of honey as you're acclimating and
yes,
take those first baby steps, like go for it. Or maybe, you know, if you want to take baby steps, go from coffee to black tea for a little
exactly
bit.
Exactly.
It doesn't taste the same, but it's still pretty dang close. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Exactly. Even if people were able to move into using a green tea and it does have a third of the caffeine of a cup of coffee, that's better. And then they're getting all these polyphenols and antioxidants. So that would be an improvement.
Well, thank you so much, Amy. This has been wonderful. I'm sure that people are going to want to connect with you before you leave us. So tell us, what's the best way to stay in touch and learn about all the amazing offerings you have?
So they can visit my website, amyleemercree.com, Amy, and then LEIGHMERCREE.com. And I'm very active on social, especially on Instagram. So you can follow me there and see what I'm up to. And there's oils and goddess baths and inspirational quotes and things like that to see.
Wonderful. Well, we'll put all of that in the show notes below, of course, make it easy for everyone to find you. Thank you so much, Amy. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Samantha. It's been wonderful to talk with you and your listeners.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. So if you're looking for show notes for any of our episodes, you should be able to find them at revolutionoilspodcast.com or look in the app itself that you're listening to your podcast on. Usually there's a show more button or a show notes button. Now, if that doesn't work, I know that we've had a technical error where we've kind of lost our show notes pages for episodes 0 through 69 or 70. They do still exist, but they're a little bit harder to navigate to. But if you are looking for those older show notes, you can find them at revolutionoils.libsyn.com. Libsyn is LIBSYN.com. There's a spot at the top where you can click on category and then look for the year. So if you go to those early years, you should be able to find those show notes as well. Like I said, a little bit harder to search for. Don't forget to submit your DIY recipe for our big June giveaway. You could have a chance to win a diffuser. It's a diffuser / Bluetooth speaker. It's pretty awesome. I mean, who doesn't need a new diffuser? Plus a jade roller. It's like a face roller made of a jade crystal that's super great for your skin. And a beautiful gold colored locket that's also a diffuser necklace. So
You can have a chance to win that simply by sending us over your favorite DIY recipe that uses essential oils, or it can be as simple as a rollerball blend or a diffuser blend that you like. Just make sure that the recipe is your own and that you submit it before July 1st by emailing us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. If you've submitted recipes before, that's great, but that won't qualify you for this giveaway. So you can send in another recipe this month through the end of June if you want a chance to win. Tune in next week for an incredible interview with Joette Calabrese, who is this homeopathy, badass, superhero, Italian woman spitfire who you are going to absolutely love. She shares amazing stories and amazing insights into homeopathy and essential oils. That's next week here on the Essential Oil Revolution. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. Because, honey, you are worth it.